On August 5th, 2020, at about 3:34 p.m., the Juneau Police Department received a 911 call regarding a man who pulled out a knife against another man, located in the 200 block of Franklin Street and Ferry Way. The caller reported that 41-year-old Tyler Seth Johnson was flipping out and had pulled out a knife against another man. JPD officers responded to the area and located Johnson. Johnson was detained by officers due to the alleged conduct with the knife and for having three outstanding misdemeanor arrest warrants. As officers attempted to investigate the incident, several bystanders started to gather to watch, make video recordings, and yell at police. Police attempted to keep people back and out of the roadway, which was interfering with the vehicle traffic as well as preventing the responding officers from doing their investigation, all of which created a stressful and chaotic scene. At one point, it was estimated that about 30 to 40 bystanders were gathered around their officers as they attempted to conduct their investigation. Most of the bystanders were on the sidewalk, but some continued to stand or walk in the roadway next to the officers. All of the on-duty police officers within the city were diverted to the area of Franklin Street to help assist the situation from getting worse. During the incident, 31-year-old Willie James Gillen continued to approach officers in an aggressive manner, cuss at them, and interfered with their ability to investigate the reported incident. Officers warned Gillen that if he did not stop and leave the immediate area, he would be arrested. Gillen walked away, but soon returned, acting in the same manner. Officers attempted to physically escort Gillen from the area, but as they did so, he flailed his arms at them and had to be restrained. Gillen was arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting or interfering with an officer. After getting Gillen into handcuffs, about 4 to 5 unruly people were in the roadway near the officers, including 47-year-old Adam John Marquette, as he filmed the officers. Officers told the group, including Marquette, that they needed to leave the roadway as their actions were interfering with their ability to conduct the investigation and blocking vehicle traffic from getting through. Marquette refused to leave the area and at one point approached an investigating officer within a couple feet and filmed them as they interviewed witnesses. The officer had to stop his interview and address Marquette, telling him to move away and film from the sidewalk. But Marquette refused. The officer then had to physically move Marquette away from him onto the sidewalk. Marquette continued to act in an unruly manner and come into the street while officers were working, disobeying their orders to stay away. After being warned, officers used pepper spray on Marquette, and he was taken to the ground and arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting or interfering with an officer. Johnson was eventually arrested on his outstanding warrants, as well as disorderly conduct and violating conditions of release. Johnson, Gillen, and Marquette were all taken to the jail and held on bail. This incident is still under investigation as the police department is speaking with witnesses, reviewing video surveillance, and gathering details about what all took place.